is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Biden's announcement that he is withdrawing from the presidential race and supporting Vice President Harris for the nomination has set off shockwaves through the political system. CBS News Chief White House Correspondent Nancy Cordes tells us how he came to that decision.
Pressure had been mounting on the president to step aside. A growing number of congressional Democrats called on him to leave the race as the polls worsened, donations dropped off, and the president himself showed signs of a slowdown, both physically and verbally.
Look at the heat I'm getting, because I named Secretary of Defense as a black man.
On top of all that came the president's COVID diagnosis on Wednesday, forcing him to cut short a campaign trip to Nevada.
The president is still at his Delaware Beach home recovering from COVID. There has been reaction from the grassroots of the Democratic Party.
I think it's best. I didn't see him beating Trump, and so it will be interesting to see how all things hash out.
The reaction from party leaders has been positive, with many endorsements already, and others, like Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal, not quite an official endorsement, but positive.
I'm very excited about our party and the country coming together behind President Biden's successor. We have a deep bench. Kamala Harris is at the top of my list.
No other Democrats have yet announced they are running for the Democratic presidential nomination. The list of any potential running mates for Harris at the top of the ticket is generating much speculation, as we hear from CBS's Weijia Jiang.
There have been many names that have already emerged, including Democratic governors. Roy Cooper of North Carolina, we should point out that they just stumped together on the trail in Fayetteville, North Carolina this past week. Andy Beshear of Kentucky, Josh Shapiro of Pennsylvania.
Shapiro has endorsed Harris for the presidential nomination. CBS News correspondent Robert Costa spoke with former President Donald Trump about the race now looking from his vantage point.
He said that this does not change his view of the race, that he is still going to run a campaign against the Biden administration. When I asked him, are you willing and ready to debate Vice President Harris? He said he is not at this moment because he is not sure yet whether she will ultimately emerge as the Democratic nominee.
MAGA Inc., the principal pro-Trump super PAC, says it is already launching anti-Harris commercials in swing states Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Arizona. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu heads to Washington to speak before a Monday joint session of Congress. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel will help you start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks. Words and phrases you'll actually use. So when someone asks,
how's your French going?
You can say,
Babbel facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue.
Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com. Babbel.com.
Are you looking to retire? CBS's Christopher Cruz has some geographical information for you if you are.
Bankrate.com is out with its annual ranking of states using metrics important to retirees like affordability, overall well-being, quality and cost of health care, weather, and crime.
The best states to retire are mainly in the South and the Midwest, and the worst states to retire are primarily in the Northeast and in the West.
Bankrate analyst Alex Gailey.
Moving to a more affordable location and retirement may be an effective way to stretch the retirement dollars.
There's a new number one, Delaware. At the bottom of the list, once again, Alaska. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
Elon Musk's endorsement of former President Donald Trump may not be sitting well with potential Tesla customers. New data from analytics firm Civic Science shows Tesla's favorability among Democrats has dropped to 16% as of July 16th, compared to 39% before. Michael Toscano.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. Mostly sunny, 76 for Monday. Partly cloudy and 66 Monday night. 80 degrees and mostly sunny on your Tuesday. Chance of an afternoon storm. Stormy Tuesday night, a low around 67.
Currently, 66 degrees.
To Racine Quarry, local news and timeless hits. Updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Are you a veteran who needs assistance? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. For more information, visit wisvets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Down the street, pretty woman, the kind of
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is changing, or maybe we just stop trying. And it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it. Something inside has died, and I can't hide, and I just so easy living here with you. You were light and breezy, and I knew just what to do. Now you look so unhappy, and I feel like a fool. And it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it. Something be good times again for me and you. But we just can't stay together, don't you feel it too? Still, I'm glad for what we had and how I once loved you. But it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it. Something just can't fake it. Oh, no, 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 no.
hold me tight. I love you.
Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
took from me and left me alone with only memories through the mirror of my mind, through these tears that I'm crying, reflects the hurt I can't control.
Oh yeah, I'm all over the place. Clown.
nothing like the way these timeless hits sound on AM radio late at night, the way you first heard them on 1400 AM WRJN. But if you're looking for that bright, clear sound on FM, you can find them there too. Local news and timeless hits, also heard on 99.9 and 98.1 FM, along with our historic 1400 AM WRJN.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Mostly say hooray for ourselves.
into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Children, what's that sound?
To say, well, CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Biden says he is out of the 2024 presidential race and endorses Vice President Harris to be the Democratic nominee. Biden supporters in Washington, D.C. held a thank you rally.
I support President Biden. We're excited to rally behind Vice President Harris.
Harris went right to work, saying she hopes to earn the nomination. CBS's Nicole Killian has more on